with the results, we need to win this game, and then if things go the way we would like, then it takes it to the last match.
There wasn't much time at the start of the season when you came in. Would you have bitten the hands off being in this position right now at that start of the season?
I think it's always difficult to say, because at the start of the season you're in the unknown. Do you know what I mean? I don't really know how we're going to react, how we're going to respond, how we're going to play. I think certainly having looked at the season back, I think that we've had great opportunities to go and really force the issue, and at times we haven't really took the opportunities, and that's probably the overriding emotion that I think me and probably the squad and probably the club have got, is that we've had a good chance to maybe get there, and certainly up until this point we haven't taken the opportunities as much as I think we could have or should have.
Does that excite you though, because it's your first season, that what you've done and now they are your team, your style, your formation going forward, does that excite you?
Yeah, it does. I think we're only going to get better. Do you know what I mean? I think we've got a lot of young players. I think they have improved as the season's wore on. I think a lot of them at the moment are probably showing the effects of a long, hard season at this level for the first time. But they've done remarkably well for us. You know, they really have performed well. But it's like anything else. I mean, the closer you get to something, the more you want it. And to say that we are satisfied with what we've done wouldn't be right. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Because I don't think that is the emotion. I think we feel as if on a day when we play well, we could have hopefully maybe achieved the playoffs. But listen, it's still there. We'll see where we go. But I think what this team has shown me is that it's got huge potential. And my job is to try and nurture that and try and improve it and make it better.
Yeah, have you been impressed with the players then this season and how they've took your new initiatives on?
Yeah, absolutely first class. You know, I've been delighted with it. To be honest, delighted with everyone. I mean, I've thoroughly enjoyed my first year. But as in football, you get certain frustrations at times, in terms of games we felt we should have won, games we maybe could have played a bit better. But over the piece, I think the lads have been absolute first class and they're a joy to work with, really.
What has been the biggest frustration for you this season? Is it just, are you closing out games, turning draws into wins, or, let's say, conceding wins into draws?
No, I think, and we spoke about this before, I think that sometimes your season's defined on really fine margins. I mean, and it all comes down to these last batch of games, really, because what you've done for the rest of the season is get yourself to this point, but what you don't want to do is sort of fall at the final hurdle, if you like. And I feel that there was a three-game batch there where we had Derby, Reading, and there was another one, I can't remember the other one, Sheffield Wednesday as well, where we should have scored the first goal in probably each of those games because we had good chances to do it. We didn't, and then it means we were chasing the games. And I felt in that three batch we should have picked up more points than what we did, because we played well enough to. Because arguably, I probably think we played better in the three games than we did in the two games we won after that. But that's just something that hopefully we can learn from. We can take that experience away with us, and hopefully that'll make us stronger.
Would you say for the fans, it is an exciting time to be following Preston North End?
Well, I hope so. Do you know what I mean? I think fans will always go with the results, so, do you know what I mean? And they'll be frustrated at the moment probably because they felt we probably couldn't have done it. And to be honest, we feel the same. Do you know what I mean? So that's not any different. That's only natural. But all I can really say is that we're striving and we're trying our very best to get there. And it certainly isn't through a lack of effort or work ethic or whatever. I might have made a bad decision here or there over the piece, but obviously I've tried to make sure they're the right decisions and looked into things in real detail to make sure that I'm making the best logical decision. I think the players, when opportunities come along, I try to put them in the net, but unfortunately some of them haven't been in. Defenders have made sure they try to defend well, but sometimes you maybe lose that header. I mean, that's part and parcel of football. Do you know I mean? But what we've got is we've got a collection of real, honest, hard-working people that have done their very best this year. And if we do come up short because we don't make it, I think we can still be proud of the amount of effort. Because all you can ever ask anybody is to do their best. And I can put hand on heart to everybody that's been on my team, staff-wise, footballing-wise, in terms of the players, have given their best. And that's all you can ask.